Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, New York? This is Keith McPherson back on The Fan. Just was listening to Carton and Roberts for a few hours. I hope you were too. And now I'll take over where they've left off. Got my guy Rosie behind the glass rocking with me. It's a Tuesday night. I started here on a Tuesday night. Club going up on a Tuesday. That's what I like to say. Let's have some fun. Taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Talk sports to me, whatever you want to talk about. Whatever you want to talk about, honestly. MLB is locked out. It's a basketball night in New York. Knicks are on, Nets are on, they're out of town, but it's hoops. Hockey night. Got to make sure I check those hockey scores. Let's do that right now, actually, as I'm trying to be up on my hockey, on my puck a little bit more. And let's see who we got rocking tonight. The Islanders taking on the Senators. Let's see. Will the Isles get a win? The Isles are 5-10-5. I think they've been struggling as of late. They could use a win. What about the Rangers? The Rangers playing in the United Center against the Blackhawks. Only place I've ever seen a live NHL hockey game is the United Center. It's the Blackhawks versus Devils game. The Rangers will be looking for a win out there tonight. Devils are off. Devils are off. Devils are off. Cool. What else we got in the NFL? Oh, well, if you watched that bogus NFL game on Monday night last night, not much to say. A 14-10 Bill Belichickian win. Run the football, or, you know, throw it three times and just run it down their throats. The Bills, come on. Couldn't get it done. That was a struggle. I didn't enjoy that game much at all. And the primetime games have been very entertaining. They've been a good watch for the most part, whether it's Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. But that one was boring. That one was whack. Especially if you had fantasy football players like I did in that game on either side. Needed Josh Allen to do something for me. Needed Kendrick Bourne to do something for me. Couldn't get it done. Nick Folk. It was a slow night. And I didn't enjoy seeing Bill Belichick win that game in Buffalo because it's just more of the same. This guy has a rookie quarterback that only has to hand the ball. Like, how did they let Mac Jones end up there? You know, he wasn't the sexy pick. These other guys get drafted ahead of him. He falls to Belichick at like 15, and they knew in maybe the second or third week of camp that he was going to be the guy, and they moved on from Cam Newton, and that was the right decision. Look at the Patriots. Scary. The dynasty continues. That defense is ridiculous. They could be right back in the Super Bowl. We might have to watch another Patriots Super Bowl. No. Somebody in the AFC step up. It's a fair game. I honestly feel like this year in the NFL, it's wide open. We don't know who is going to get hurt. We don't know who is going to get hot. We don't know what bogus play call is going to happen or bogus penalty is going to be called or an incomplete pass is ruled complete or a complete pass is incomplete or pass interference or taunting or roughing the passer. The NFL is bogus. If you follow me on Twitter, at Keith McPherson, I do a lot of hashtag NFL bogus. And I basically let y'all know that every time you watch the NFL every Sunday, you're going to see some bogus stuff go on. Your eyes are going to tell you one thing and then they're going to tell you another and lie to you. But you got to accept it. We all accept it because we love football. We love the NFL. It's America. This is what we do. They own a day of the week and they have stock in Monday and Thursday and even tonight, right? If you're a fantasy football player like most people, you're checking your waiver wire, you're making your claims, and then boom, tomorrow comes around and we're already in week 14. Fast. I swear the NFL season flies by faster and faster. And there's some good matchups. The Saints head to the Meadowlands to face the Jets. Come on, Jets. You can beat Taysom Hill. He's just Tim Tebow. Come on, Jets. Get a win. The Giants are out there in California. They're out there in L.A. They got the Chargers at SoFi. There's a bunch of good games. But if you want to talk NFL, call up 877-337-6666. MLB is locked out, and, you know, I kind of hate that it's locked out because it's quiet right now when it shouldn't be. We should be talking winter meetings. We should be talking transactions. We should be talking free agent signings. Who's going where? Who's gotten better? They don't give out rings in December, but it's December right now, and we can't even say who won the offseason. The Mets. I'll give that to you, Mets fans. You guys won it. But right now, it's quiet. It's dead for MLB, so I'm checking the Twitter spheres. I'm checking the news. And I see the Mets manager hot stove heating up. The regular hot stove is off, but the manager search for the Mets is heating up. Our good old friend Buck Showalter from the Yes Network. Max Scherzer came out and endorsed him. Interesting. I was not expecting that. I think when I was last on Friday, I didn't speak on it, but there were some rumors about Curtis Granderson getting consideration for that gig. Curtis Granderson, the Grandy man, former Yankee, former Met. I met him in 2014. Great guy. Humble guy. You wouldn't know he was Curtis Granderson just talking to him. He belongs in baseball. He belongs somewhere in baseball doing something. But I don't think it's managing the Mets. Ken Singleton actually put out a statement on his Twitter. He said, I see where Curtis Granderson has been mentioned as a candidate for the Mets managerial job. To me, his real potential would be in the MLB front office position. So, MLB, hire that guy. He's great. He works with the Players Alliance. He's got a bunch of different foundations. Does work, I think, pretty much everywhere that he's played. Chicago guy. He's got some foundations in Detroit. I think he does some stuff in New York as well. The Grandy man can. He's a good dude. Hire him somewhere. I just don't think he'll be the manager. But Buck, you know Buck's ready to go. 60-some-year-old Buck Showalter is ready to get back in the dugout. I would like to see it. I'm a Buck fan. Just everything that he says baseball related. I could listen to him talk about baseball for an hour. He's just got so many gems, and he's got a different view of the game. He's an old school guy, but I think he'll be fine with the new age analytics. I hate that people just automatically dismiss analytics and old school managers. You know, just because this guy's old school doesn't mean he doesn't believe in numbers. Analytics is just numbers and knowing how to apply those numbers. But another tweet I came across was from Cameron Maben, former Yankee. And he said, Mets need to rehire Carlos Beltran. The man is one of the most brilliant baseball minds I've ever been around. I second that. Now, I've never been around him, but I feel like the Mets need to hire him. I spoke on here about A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora getting their jobs back after 2020, where the world changed and most of us were in the house quarantined and, you know, not doing what we're usually doing. That was the year that they served their suspension. 2021, they come right back into the roles that they had in 2019. Carlos Beltran never got to manage a team. That was taken away from him. Why isn't he in consideration? Why isn't he the name being floated around the most? I don't know. I honestly feel like whoever the Mets get to manage this team, they can't mess it up. I'm rooting for Beltran. I'd like to see my guy, Buck Showalter, as well. I guess we'll find out about that soon. That's my Yankee bias kicking in. And you know, I'm also cruising through the Twitter sphere now, and I know there's people listening that are like, Twitter? Like, I don't even go on Twitter. Like, what is Twitter? Twitter is a fake space online for people to write anything and say anything. They can be anyone they want to be, or they can be themselves, and they can do anything in this fake digital space, and people will most likely have something to reply and say about it. And so on the Twitter sphere, it's been kind of weird in Yankee land. It's been kind of weird on Yankees Twitter. It's just weird energy. We're locked out. There's just talk about anything. There's talk about Brian Cashman rappelling down a building with the Grinch. I saw that and I'm just like, all right, that has nothing to do with anything. It's not really for me. But today, one Clint Frazier, formerly known as Red Thunder, 77, the swag champ, the guy that put Jordans on and stepped into the batter's box in Yankee Stadium with spikes on him, that guy is stirring a little bit of this Yankees Twitter pot. Not for me. I don't mind it at all, but Clint Frazier threw like not even a pound of flesh, maybe like a quarter pound of flesh to Yankees Twitter to give them something to be mad about. You know, the greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans, and we just need to fight and be split on things. So some people are in Clint Frazier's camp and have his back and want to see him do well. Other people are like, good riddance. Get this guy out of here. He never did anything for us. He struggled over here, and it was his own fault. He was a hot shot, this, that, and the other. I feel like he got a tough shake here. I feel like from the time he stepped in, it was tough for him to really adapt to the Yankee way. It was tough for him to, fit in and find a role and find a spot. He was trying to challenge Brett Gardner for a spot, and then he was given the starting left fielder spot, and, you know, he was concussed. If we go back a couple years to the mistakes that he made in that rivalry game, in that Red Sox game, I thought that was it for him when he decided he didn't want to talk to the media. That's not the Yankee way. You know, then he got banished to Scranton. But either way, Clint Frazier is pumped about his new home, his new team, his new destination. He'll be on the north side of Chicago playing for the Cubs at Wrigley. And the last thing he said in this tweet, I guess, these were the three things that got Yankee fans, I guess, going on Twitter today. Finally had something to argue about and talk about. But he alluded to leaving his razor at home. The first tweet of him in his new uniform photoshopped in the Cubs uni. He says, first off, these uniforms are so sick. I'm excited to join the Cubs. One of the biggest reasons I chose to come here was the fan base and how electric you guys can be towards your players. I'll be just as electric for you guys, too. Here's to leaving my razor at home. So, obviously, you know, the Yankees still have a hair policy as far as keeping your hair cut a certain length and being clean shaven with your facial hair. Clint Frazier is released from that. So, go do your thing, Clint. Grow the biggest beard you can grow. And we just got out of No Shave November. Hopefully you got a good head start. And you can let the red locks flow. You can let the Red Thunder flow. Let them see your nice red hair on the north side. And he'll be wearing number 77. I thought that was interesting. I put out a tweet when I first heard this. I'm like, wow, I can't wait to see him wear number 7. It was already taken by someone else on the team, so Clint will stick with his 77. And he made a joke saying, I requested number 7, but unfortunately it was taken, marking that as the first time I ever asked for that number, with a little crying laughing emoji. Most Yankee fans online remember all of the nonsense and all of the literal nothingness from Clint Frazier, I think, having an interview with Susan Waldman and joking about his number selection and why he chose 77 and wanted 7. Mickey Mantle, obviously, it's retired, and he went 77, just doubled up on it. And I think Susan or the online folks and fans took it the wrong way, as how dare he ask for number 7? What, he can't even ask for a retired number in jest. Don't joke around like that. This guy's starting off on the bad foot. And someone said to me to bring this up on my show, and I'm like, why not? Yeah. I'm a big Yankee fan, Yankees Twitter guy, and I'm a fan of Clint. I'm actually in support of Clint. 77, the swag champ. I I like him. I don't know. I wish it worked out for him here. They told us he was part of the plan here. I like Clint Frazier. Sorry it didn't work out. But, you know, these three words from Clint, it got people going. Got the people going on Twitter today. And a fan who I've interacted with, Gavin, on Yankees Twitter, he said, "I'm so glad this dude isn't a Yankee anymore." And Clint replied and he said, "So am I," with four laughing emojis. Ha 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 ha. So am I. Someone added me like, "Hey man, what do you think about this?" And I'm like, "Here's three more words. It's just Twitter. Twitter is a fake online space for people to go and say and do anything. It doesn't matter any. And I'm actually happy for Clint. He got out of here. I'm actually rooting for him to go to Chicago and crush it. Clint Frazier is a player that if he goes and becomes an all-star in Chicago, I won't feel bad about it. I won't feel bad about it. I won't feel like the Yankees missed out or, oh, man, he left here and got better. He couldn't play in the Bronx. The bright lights were too bright for him," because that narrative comes out with every player that leaves here and does better. I won't feel that way for Clint. I will be happy for Clint. There's no room for him here. He didn't get a fair shake here. He got his chances. He got his opportunities. Couldn't make the most of it. Injuries and other things. I'm fine with it. Happy for the guy. Glad he got out of this. Right now, I don't know. I don't know what Yankee players are thinking, but it's not necessarily the destination it once was. I mean, I don't think people are dying to stay here if they have opportunities elsewhere. Clint Frazier, go do your thing elsewhere. Quick break. This is Keith McPherson on the fan, KM before AM, KM till AM, whatever you want to call it. Got some calls coming in. 877-337-6666. We'll be right back.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey, Google, play WFAN."
Right back at it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM till AM, KM before AM, something like that is going to be the show title. We've got calls. Appreciate y'all calling in. We'll get to that in a second. Last night I was only on for a few minutes. I did the Kyrie plant-based vaccine talk yesterday. I don't really care to do too much of that, but we can definitely talk Nets. The Nets are playing the Mavs tonight in Dallas. They are favored, but only by a little bit. 1.5-point spread. The Knicks play the Spurs in San Antonio. The Spurs are favored, only by a little bit. 1 point there. And then there's also the Celtics-Lakers matchup. Interesting matchup tonight. So maybe we'll talk hoops later on. Well, not maybe. We definitely will talk hoops later on. Maybe we'll talk about all three of those games. It won't be just Nets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But right now, let's go to the phones. Let's get back to the Yankee talk. Mike and Yonkers, you're up. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good, good.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously you said it. Twitter's a fake space, and it's just a place for people to go crazy. But, like, what can Yankee fans really be mad about with Clint Frazier leaving? Like, the guy wasn't great on the Yankees. He's trying to introduce himself to a new fan base, and he doesn't want to shave his beard. What's wrong with all those things?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
Nothing wrong. Be mad at Cashman for not actually, like, trading him. That's the only thing I think Yankee fans could be mad about, that we had an opportunity, multiple opportunities, to get value for him. He wasn't going to be a starting left fielder here. Definitely not in Yankee Stadium. He wasn't obviously going to play right field with Judge there. He was always going to be, like, this, like, fourth outfielder, maybe. But we could have flipped him and got pitching. We could have flipped him at some point, and we didn't. So if you want to be mad at someone, don't be mad at Clint Frazier. Be mad at the front office.
Yeah, I mean, I agree entirely. It's like, I'm a Met fan. So when Syndergaard left, it was like, dude said a bunch of dumb things right before he left, and then he said some dumb things after he left. So I can understand people being like, good riddance, Syndergaard. Get out of here. Go to L.A. But like with Frazier, it's just like the guy didn't really perform. Never really guaranteed a spot anyway.
Yeah, and
kind of like a mediocre player.
There was no, you know, you guys had Thor bobblehead day. You had moments with him, went to a World Series with him. Like, he was here for 6 years and really became a part of, like, this current Mets culture. He's not anymore. Clint was here, but he was never really fully here. He was never really, like, there. I can't name you one moment from Clint Frazier where I'm like, yeah, that's his Yankee moment. Yeah, he had a walk-off home run, maybe two. He had some big home runs and big spots in the 2020 60-game season, which I try to forget. But for the most part, it wasn't like Clint had more good moments than bad. So I don't understand Yankee fans that are getting at Clint over the fact that he said he's glad to be gone. This guy is 27 years old. He's got a lot of career ahead of him, and he wouldn't have been able to become whatever he's going to become in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I guess his biggest moment was when he got called up to the majors, right? And then he never panned out. So I can understand from the Yankee fans' perspective, that's a little frustrating, sure.
His biggest moment was, like I said, last year, Judge got hurt, and it was like, Clint, you got it. 20-game season. His biggest moment was wearing a mask in the game. He was the poster boy for MLB players wearing masks while they're at bat or while they're in the field. He was the guy that was performing well with wearing a mask on. So I don't know, man. Thanks for the call, Mike. I really have no beef with Clint Frazier. Like, I just don't understand why anyone's mad or hating on him or even talking down on him at this point. Like, this is what it is. He should be happy to be with his new team, trying to pull in Cubs fans. I've been to Wrigley probably 10, maybe 11 times. Game-wise, I've gone to like 5 or 6 games there. They have a great culture and fan base there. Clint is already putting in that work before spring training and everything else. I'm not mad at it at all. Do your thing, Clint. I wish you luck. I enjoyed your little run here in New York. You brought us some young energy. I love seeing, you know, the Jeter Air Jordan 1s in the batter's box with spikes on them, the Travis Scott Air Jordan 1s with spikes on them. I'm like, this guy's different. Wish he could have fielded a little bit better in 2018, but it is what it is. You improved your fielding. You know what Clint Frazier will be remembered for? Diving catches. Clint had a few diving catches, and that was what really, like, made him stand out when he was in the field. Jack in D.C., is this Jack from D.C.?
Yes, it is. What's going on,
Pete? It's the Jack from D.C. on The Fan. So for people listening that don't know Jack from D.C., he calls into Pinstripe Strong, my Yankees podcast. He's legit. Young man coming up in the sports media world. He wants to talk Clint Frazier right now. You got it, bro.
Man, this is awesome. Normally when I call into your show, it's just a voicemail. Now you actually talk back.
Yeah, this is a little different, right? Like, you usually have to call in, leave a voicemail, then we play it on the podcast. This is live. You're on the air in New York City.
This is big time. This is big time. But, yeah, you know, it's a really sad situation with Clint because that man was absolutely electric when he was right. His bat speed, it was really cool to watch. I remember this game I was at, he hit a walk-off against the Brewers. It was great. But the Yankees mistreated him. Like, that's just a fact. He should have had the starting left fielder job earlier than he did. He didn't get it. And it's pretty obvious why he's happy he went to Chicago. He wants playing time. If you're an athlete and you don't want to play, then you're probably not a very good athlete. So he's just being a competitor. I don't think any Yankee fan should be really that mad about what he said on Twitter. The man just wants to play and he deserves to play.
Well said, Jack. Jack from D.C., good call. Appreciate you, bro. I used to say on our pod, I said, man, listen, just put Clint in. Bass B hitting. Judge is out, but we got the masked man on a mission. Clint was on a mission. The masked man came in and filled in for Judge in 2020, hitting home runs, playing better in the field. Didn't Clint get nominated for a gold glove after 2019? After 2020, maybe after 2021. Clint made some strides. He improved. I say, don't be mad at Clint. Be mad at Brian Cashman, but you don't have to be mad at Cashman either. You don't have to be mad, Yankee fans. We don't have to be mad. We can just chill. MLB's locked out. We can just relax. Relax. I'll be right back. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Okay, let's get back into it. Don't have much time. Clint Frazier is online doubling down on what he had to say. While I was on 13 minutes ago, Clint Frazier says, in a reply to his own tweet about wearing number 77, Clint Frazier writes, me being happy I'm on the Cubs has nothing to do with Yankee fans. It has to do with the fact that I'm happy to be able to play somewhere I'll get a better chance at playing, with another crying emoji. We are entertaining Clint Frazier tonight. Yankee Universe, Yankees Twitter, give it a rest. I said we don't have to be mad. If we want to be mad at somebody, be mad at Brian Cashman for not trading him. But you also don't have to be mad at Cashman. Popcorn Rob from Babylon, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Chris, man, I keep on making this statement, man, and comment about how you guys are treating Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman has been part of this organization since 1996. He has delivered us World Series championships. Two, you got to realize, Brian Cashman, before becoming the general manager, was scouting. So he was the one who scouted all of the Bernie Williams of the world and the Derek Jeters of the world and the Andy Pettits of the world. And so, soon as Brian Cashman is not being active in, you know, the free agency trade, it's like everyone's throwing a hammer on him. And not only that, just like I said, Aaron Judge, I'm serious. The thing is that I believe that he has a cocky attitude. I believe that he is causing something in that clubhouse. And the only reason why I'm saying that, man, is because you got to realize, when you got guys that are coming over from different, you know, from free agency, and they got this, you know, they got this superstar tag on their back, they don't want to come into an organization where someone's already the leader. And furthermore, even with professional sports in general, these guys come from high schools and colleges, right, where they were considered the man. Now they come to an organization where they got to be second fiddle. You understand? So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of criticizing, I believe, that when Aaron Judge is pretty much doing his job, which is absolutely not much, out of a manageable 2 hours and 45 minutes, a baseball game, how many minutes do you think that Aaron Judge contributing. You know, you're going one for four or two for five, and, you know, and you're standing in the field, like I said, like a trophy or a giraffe, and then you're getting, and then you're demanding all of this currency. I believe that contracts and players need to be played based on their involvement with the game and how many minutes they play, because for the simple fact that, yo, they're not playing the pitcher.
We're talking about baseball, Rob. I appreciate the call, Rob, but there was so much that you said that I couldn't even retain to rebuttal. Like, what? First off, we should put out the name Gene Stick Michael. I'm sure somebody heard the first thing he said about Cashman and him being the guy that was scouting these guys and also giving Cashman all of this credit for the world championships that he brought here and the time that he's been here. The math on that doesn't actually calculate. What have you done for me lately? What are we talking about? And then he got into Aaron Judge, saying Aaron Judge has a cocky attitude. I don't know. I actually have met Judge more than once, and I actually have seen Judge. He should be cocky. He's really good, but he doesn't come off cocky. And then we're talking about minutes. There's no clock in baseball. We're talking about minutes in baseball, and we're actually trying to use that argument against Aaron Judge after the season he just had, and then we're talking about paying Aaron—nah. No, let's get another call, because there's too much in that call that I couldn't agree with. Jim in Haverstraw, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, so these callers are calling up saying that Frazier shouldn't have been treated this way, that he's been mistreated. If you call giving the left field starting position mistreated, I would love to be mistreated by the Yankees. You know, he's eccentric, right? He's outspoken. I do think there's a part of it that is his fault, where you need to understand your environment. You need to be able to adapt to where you are. I had a friend who played for the Yankees, and he gets to Tampa. He was a pitcher. He gets to Tampa. He comes down for morning breakfast. The guy comes up to him, hands him a slip, and they're going to fine him because he has a goatee. Now, the guy who is his quote-unquote handler, who's helping him to transition, runs up and says, no, he's new here, he's new here. And from then, he said, listen, I have to understand where I come from. I heard it and saw it on TV. But, you know, it's part everybody's fault, but I don't know about the word mistreated. I mean, I don't feel bad. I mean, I like Frazier. You know, after he's gone, I'm not missing him. But
he brought it on himself. He brought everything on himself. Thanks for the call, Jim. The thing is, like, you can't feel sorry for Clint Frazier. He brought it on himself. He did the most on his social media. He's doing the most on his social media right now. The Yankees do care about that. Like, remember the picture of him with the hoodie on, and he was, like, on a roof somewhere in Scranton, and he was, like, banished to Scranton after the poor performance. And then, like the caller Jim just said, he was given the starting left field spot. He couldn't hit. He went through some stretches where he was striking out, and he had some non-competitive at-bats. There were some Clint Frazier at-bats where I'm like, dude, if you have this bat speed, this legendary bat speed, swing the bat. Why are you striking out looking? Why are you so indecisive? If your bat speed can make up for a slow decision-making, then why aren't you swinging? He also ran into some dead baseballs, but really it was the vertigo this year. And this is a guy that already dealt with concussions, and now he's got vertigo, blurred vision, all this. That was it. I honestly knew that that was it for him. And then we got Joey Gallo, and we'll see what Joey Gallo does this year. But there was no room for this guy. He got an opportunity to play left. He wasn't that good of an outfielder, y'all. Y'all know this. His bat didn't make up for... No, there were some plays in the outfield we've seen with Clint Frazier where I'm like, this dude is lost. Or when the ball got hit his way, I'm praying. And you shouldn't be praying like that. Not in Major League Baseball. Let's switch it up a little bit. Dan, in Westbury, New York, you're on the Fan. You want to talk Cowboys, NFC East really quickly?
Yeah, Keith, my fellow New Yorker Cowboy fan. How are you, man?
I'm great. How about him?
So I want to know what you make of the NFC East. So the Cowboys have been controlling the division all season. First, it was the Eagles earlier in the year that people said the Cowboys have to worry about. We took care of that. Now it's the Washington football team. Do you really think they have a shot to pass the Cowboys to win the division?
No. No. But it's good. It's good conversation. It's good talk. Thanks for the call, Dan. It's good for people to say, oh, look at the NFC East. It's probably not good for Giants fans, because when you're looking at this NFC East, you're like, man, a couple more wins, we would have been in the hunt for this division. And the NFC East hasn't had a repeat winner in I don't know how many years. I think maybe the Eagles were the last to do it. But it was like, I don't know. This looking at this division, it's like every year there's going to be a team to come out of this division that loses like 6-7 games, maybe even 8 games, and they sneak into the playoffs after winning the division in the last week. And I think people are hoping that it plays out like that again, but I don't think it will. I think the Cowboys are going to control their destiny. I saw a video of Washington football team fans chanting, "We want Dallas, we want Dallas." Well, you're about to get Dallas, and Dallas is getting healthy, and the Cowboys are on their way, and it's a good rivalry. So let's see if Taylor Heinicke and this Washington football team defense actually can compete. I think they just have skated by and won a couple games, but I think the division in September, people were saying it's Dallas's division. October, November, now we're in December. I don't think that's changed. We'll be right back. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
No time to waste. If you're on hold, stay on hold. If you're calling in and it's busy, thank you. I will be back on after the Nets game. Nets radio will be on in a few minutes. Capper and Carino will have the call from Dallas. But let's get back to the phones and quickly try to take these calls before I'm out. Josh in the Bronx, you're on The Fan.
Yes, I'll make it very fast. I just wanted to say everything's in the heart of Texas. How about them Cowboys? Thank you for taking my call. I know you got to go. I'll call you on the Fuller Show. Thank you.
Awesome. How about right, them bye. Cowboys? Brooks in Colts Neck, Monmouth County, you're on The Fan.
What's up, brother? I want your expert opinion on something.
Okay.
I've been saying it for a while now. I'm going to preface it by saying I know the Yankees and Mets don't do much business together, but when their value was at an all-time high, and Duhar, Frazier, Gary Sanchez back in like 2017, you think the Mets would have gave us DeGrom if we packaged that together?
No.
Going
back, maybe they would have considered it, but no. I just think about DeGrom and what we've seen of him since 2016. Even what we saw of him before, when I saw him in that All-Star game, I think it was 2014, I'm like, this dude's ridiculous. When he had like an immaculate inning in the All-Star game or close to it, I don't think so. Thanks for the call, Brooks. All right, here we go. We got another call. Eric in Rivervale, New Jersey, wants to talk Yankees on The Fan.
Keith, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. What you got, Eric?
First and foremost, congrats on the role, buddy. Been following you since John Boy, big fan, so congrats, man.
Awesome. Happy appreciate it.
So, real quick, I really love your thoughts on where the Yankees are going. Obviously, a lot of fans are disappointed that they haven't done much, and I suppose I'm sort of one of them, but I don't feel like we've missed out on much. My question is twofold. I mean, obviously, we've got glaring holes in two big spots the Yankees have really have owned, you know, for decades, which is on shortstop and center field. You know, is Hicks going to be the starting center fielder, and then at shortstop, I just don't see Correa, but is it Trevor Story on like a 2-year prove it deal, or are they really going to try and bring up Volpe that early? Last question is Suzuki. Do you think they're really in play for him, and does he replace Hicks in center field?
I think Hicks is our starting center fielder. I think we go stopgap, shortstop. Maybe we do a 1-year deal with someone, but I think we're going to end up getting like Andrelton Simmons or Connor Falefa. And I don't know. I will be back after Nets Radio. Capper and Carino will take it away. Let's go, Nets. Let's go, Nets. Brooklyn.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.